Hawk and Tar Heel Station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. There's breaking news about the fate of an ISIS hostage. A short time ago, Jordan said it was ready to swap an Iraqi woman convicted in a deadly terrorist attack a decade ago for a captured Jordanian military pilot. In Tokyo, CBS's Lucy Kraft tells us that statement did not mention the Japanese hostage, Kenji Goto.
Islamic militants have said they will execute both the pilot and Japanese journalist if their demands are not met within hours.
Kenji Goto's mother is pleading with Prime Minister Abe to get her son back. ISIS executed another Japanese hostage late last week. The snow blowers and road plows are out, but with blowing below freezing temperatures forecast until next week, Massachusetts will need time to recover from a massive winter storm.
Pushing snow when you have two, 3 feet of snow, that certainly is going to be a challenge.
But state emergency official Peter Judge says coastal flooding could be the bigger challenge. WBZ's Karen Toomey gave us a snapshot of the snow and flood damage in hard-hit Marshfield, Massachusetts.
You can see the porches are hanging off, the decks destroyed. The entire front of them, they're encrusted in ice, so it's really difficult to see what has happened, but there are boulders in the front yard.
WCBS's Mike Zirinax tells us eastern Long Island is in bad shape, too.
Everything is still snow-covered. They've gotten so much snow out here. We're getting 29 inches in many locations around here. So even as the plows come through, there's still so much to be moved.
When President Obama climbed out on a limb, Republicans and Democrats alike were quick to break out the saws. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter King.
And now the White House is retreating from a proposal to scale back the tax benefits of college savings plans known as 529s. The president spoke about it during the State of the Union last week as a way to consolidate and simplify tax breaks for students, but the negative reaction from both sides was swift. A White House official says consolidating six programs into two seemed like a good idea. The backlash made it too much of a distraction.
The Senate holds a confirmation hearing today for Loretta Lynch, the federal prosecutor who is in line to take over from departing Attorney General Eric Holder. Lynch could face some aggressive questioning, but her confirmation does not appear to be in any doubt. Lawyers failed to persuade the courts that Warren Hill was intellectually disabled, and he was put to death in Georgia last night. Richard Dieter heads an anti-death penalty group.
This is more than just a single execution. It's more than just what happened in Georgia. I think it says something about us as a country, and I think that's something we need to think about.
Kent Schneidegger is on the other side of the issue.
This is a guy who has murdered two people. He was in prison for one, and then while in prison, he murdered someone else. That's a very compelling case for the death penalty.
Trading in stock futures points to a modest rebound at the opening bell on Wall Street. S&P futures are up 5 points right now. The Dow Industrial Average fell 291 points yesterday. This is CBS News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold.
Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
This is Charles Osgood. What's the most important thing to consider when looking for the right insurance? Customer satisfaction. Auto Owners Insurance uses only local, independent agents to handle all your questions and needs. We serve policyholders, not shareholders. Our award-winning service is why Auto Owners is known as the No Problem People. Auto Owners, a policy of satisfaction. For the independent agent in your neighborhood, go to AutoOwners.com. That's AutoOwners.com.
9 men who spent time on a chain gang more than half a century ago are getting a new day in court. CBS's Jim Krasula has their story.
The 9 black junior college students were arrested and jailed for a month after refusing to pay $100 bail for sitting down and demanding service at a whites-only lunch counter in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Clarence Graham remembers the act of defiance like it was yesterday.
I couldn't have been in my seat no more than 30, 40 seconds. And as soon as we hit the stool, I said the shoulders grabbed me and pushed me on the floor. And I was literally dragged out of the store.
A judge today is expected to vacate the arrest and trespassing convictions of the men known as the Friendship Nine. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The Mormon Church is launching a campaign for new laws to prevent discrimination against gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people. But it says those laws have to be written in a way that also protects other people who believe that homosexuality is against the law of God. Frank Settapani, CBS News.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans. This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHO, 100 times faster internet service. That's the aim of Google Fiber, which is bringing ultra-fast internet to the Triangle.
We are bringing Google Fiber to the Triangle.
A new economic impact study shows the planned Chatham Park development would generate roughly $80 billion for Chatham County over the next four decades. And if you own a small business here in Orange County, you may soon be able to apply for up to $10,000 to grow your business. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, we're going to take a look at senior starting pitcher who's back in Chapel Hill for a final run at College Glory. We're talking about Benton Moss, the Tar Heel baseball team. That's on the way in just a few. And
the Smith Center is starting to sound like its old self.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07, temperatures actually dropped a couple of degrees already this morning. It's 27 degrees right now in Chapel Hill. And the beginning of a fairly nice day, actually. We'll have lots of sunshine. It's going to warm up to about 45. 45 should be our high today. Same goes for tomorrow, maybe a couple of degrees warmer tomorrow. Very few clouds, a little bit of cloud this after midnight tonight. Overnight low in the middle 20s. So, all in all, pretty good weather. 100 times faster internet service. That's the aim of Google Fiber, which is bringing ultra-fast internet to the Triangle. WCHL's Blake Hodge has details.
Michael Slinger is director of business operations for Google Fiber, and he had an exciting announcement during a press conference on Tuesday afternoon in Research Triangle Park.
The mayors and Google have invited all of you here to share some great news. We are bringing Google Fiber to the Triangle.
Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt and Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle were also at the press conference. Chapel Hill and Carrboro are among a handful of communities in the nation to be receiving this service. Slinger says bringing Google Fiber to the Triangle has taken time and plenty of cooperation from local officials.
Today, we are committing to invest in and build a brand new fiber optic network throughout Carrboro, Cary, Chapel Hill, Durham, Garner, Morrisville, and Raleigh. Last year, we began working with these cities to explore the possibility of bringing a super-fast internet and TV service to their residents and small businesses. The local leaders you see beside me rose to the challenge.
In order to provide the service, Slinger says Google officials will spend the next few months working to run thousands of miles of fiber from Carrboro through Garner.
Building a brand new fiber optic network takes time. It's going to take hundreds of construction crews and hundreds of installers. This task, their task, will be to lay enough fiber to reach from here to London and back.
Along with Chapel Hill, Google also announced a faster broadband for Carrboro, Durham, Cary, Morrisville, and Raleigh. Google has had an office in Chapel Hill since its acquisition of Skia Incorporated in 2005. Last year, the team opened an office on Franklin Street. Currently, three U.S. cities can boast about having Google Fiber: Provo, Utah, Kansas City, and Austin, Texas. Charlotte, Atlanta, and Nashville are also included in the Google Fiber expansion. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This commitment from Google is a huge story and will continue to have a huge impact on our local communities. And we have full interviews with, first of all, Mayor Mark Kleinsmith of Chapel Hill, who is extremely excited about all this. You can get that on our website. He spoke with Aaron Keck about it. And also we have more comments from Michael Slinger, who made that announcement on behalf of Google Fiber yesterday. More business news coming up in just a moment. But first, we want you to know that the Carrboro Police Department arrested a man yesterday who's wanted in connection with a death in Durham. The Durham Police Department announced the arrest of 30-year-old Andrew Coco Shepherd by the Carrboro PD. Shepherd's wanted in connection with the death of 38-year-old Trinity James Wilkins, also known as Trinity Smith. Wilkins' body was found on January 19th in a body of water near East Club Boulevard in Durham. Wilkins and Shepherd knew each other. The homicide did not appear to be random, according to investigators. Shepherd of Durham has been charged with one count of murder. Now back to the business news this morning. If you own a small business in Orange County, you may soon be able to apply for up to $10,000 to grow your business. A quarter-cent sales tax, approved by voters in Orange County in 2011, generates $2.5 million annually for education and economic development in our county. Of that money, $100,000 is allotted for business investment grants and $60,000 for agriculture grants. At last night's work session in Chapel Hill, the Orange County Commissioners talked about how best to distribute that money to agricultural and non-agricultural businesses to stimulate growth and job creation. Jim Kitchen, a UNC Kenan Flagler Business School lecturer and member of Orange County's Economic Development Advisory Board, helped draft these grant programs. He imagined one applicant's story.
That guy will come in,
yes,
and say, I need a new barber chair. I have two right now. If I had a third, I could hire another barber, and I could increase my business by $100,000 next year, which would have a significant impact on me and the community. Okay, great. You have validated the demand, and you're passionate about getting it done.
That is Jim Kitchen. Karen McAdams, an Eflin farmer and member of the advisory board, also worked on developing the programs.
We do have a diverse and strong agricultural realm here in Orange County. We have the traditional farmers and we have new farmers.
Economic Advisory Board members proposed two types of grants for businesses, including farms. Small grants up to $1,000 would have a simplified application process. Commissioners debated about whether this amount is too small to be effective. Large grants of $1,000 to $10,000 would require a more thorough application, including more detailed financial information. Commissioner Bernadette Pelissier said the selection process should not be weighed heavily toward business innovation.
The idea is to get more income, so if the market is far from saturated on strawberries, why wouldn't you want to help somebody who wants to add on strawberries?
County officials will hash out the details of these grant programs, which would likely include partnerships between applicants and mentors. Commissioners could approve the programs at the board meeting on the 3rd of next month, just a few days away. A new economic impact study shows the planned Chatham Park development would generate roughly $80 billion for Chatham County over the next four decades and about $140 billion for the Triangle region as a whole. The study was conducted by North Carolina State economist Dr. Michael Walden and commissioned by the Chatham Economic Development Corporation. Chatham Park is a 7,000-acre mixed-use development planned to be built in phases between Pittsboro and Jordan Lake. In other words, just on this side of Pittsboro. Walden's study suggests it will generate more than 61,000 permanent jobs in Chatham County, 99,000 permanent jobs in the Triangle, and 115,000 in North Carolina. Pittsboro leaders approved the plan last June after months of heated debate. The first project, a UNC Healthcare Medical Office, broke ground in December. But the project has angered some residents of Chatham County. A citizen group called Pittsboro Matters has filed a lawsuit challenging the way the town approved rezoning for the project. Members say they want to sit down with developers and the town board to rewrite the Chatham Park master plan to include more stringent environmental protection measures. With 22 million square feet of commercial, office, and civic space, as well as 22,000 residential units, Chatham Park will be one of the largest master plan communities in the country once it's fully developed. You can find a link to the full economic study by following this story on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 7:14. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. Here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Temperatures still below freezing, so any water you might see on the roadways this morning most likely frozen, so use a little extra caution approaching those areas. 15501, starting to see some busy segments now between Franklin Street 40 in both directions and 40 eastbound also beginning to get busy, but so far no delays into RTP from 54 through Davis Drive. If you see anything while traveling, be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
What? No mention of any unidentified flying objects out there this hour?
Actually got a couple calls.
Really?
It was still there.
From other folks confirming your story?
Yes. It was still there.
This is like some kind of a plane or something that's just in a stationary,
well,
in the air, right?
She told me that it was now moving.
Uh-huh.
Granted, she said 4 inches, but that meant, like, from a distance with your fingers.
Yeah.
Like, you know. But it, you know, I know, it just confirms what you thought about me already. I know. I get it. But, yeah, if you see it, call me. I want to know what it is.
We'll continue to follow the story, ladies and gentlemen.
It's probably a plane, but I want to know why it was just sitting there. I mean, that was just so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Oh.
Well, that was.
Don't act like you're all interested or anything.
Just a little south of town. Is that where was it again?
It was over off of Weaver Dairy, near MLK and all that area near the station.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll be interested to find out what you find out, and pass along that word later if you get anything.
You seem very interested.
I am. I'm fascinated. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Crown Honda of South Point is the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just minute off 540 at the 751 exit. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather brought to you this morning by the Chamber of Commerce. Celebrate the successes of our business community at the Chamber's annual meeting presented by the Europa Center this Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Sheraton Chapel Hill. Tickets are on sale now, $55 for members, $70 for non-members. Register online at carolinachamber.org/annual meeting. Your weather forecast looks like this. It's a little colder than it was just a few minutes ago. It's down to 27 degrees right now. Sunshine today, high today in the middle 40s. Nikki did report a little bit of frozen water out there on some of the roads, so be careful. Tonight, clear for the most part. We'll get a few clouds after midnight. Our overnight low 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with the highs in the upper 40s.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
WCHL News Time, 717. The Democratic frontrunner status for the 2016 presidential race looks like a done deal for Hillary Clinton so far, at least that is among voters in Pennsylvania.
Hillary Clinton's in a stronger position than Barack Obama was. Barack Obama won Pennsylvania by 5 points in 2012. On this poll, you see Hillary Clinton up by anywhere from 10 to 16 points against the potential Republican candidate.
That is Tom Jensen, director of Raleigh-based public policy polling. A recent PPP survey of voters in the Keystone State finds that the frontrunner, Mantle, in the Republican field is still a long way from being decided.
Well, what we continue to find with the Republican primary field is that it's just kind of a mess. A lot of people have a little bit of support, and you don't see anybody really breaking away from the pack.
The poll finds retired neurosurgeon and current Tea Party favorite Ben Carson at 18%, with former governors Jeb Bush of Florida and Mitt Romney of Massachusetts tied at 14%. Romney, of course, lost to Barack Obama in 2012. The rest of the field falls into the single-digit category. Ranking highest among those are New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former Governor Mike Huckabee, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, all tied at 9%.
One thing that was really interesting in Pennsylvania, out of everybody we tested, Rick Santorum, a former Pennsylvania senator, in last place in the Republican primary field in Pennsylvania, only getting 6%.
Santorum was the runner-up for the nomination in 2012. Christie's also fallen hard. 14 months ago, he was a 2016 frontrunner with a chance of beating Clinton in Pennsylvania. That's no longer the case. Support for Florida Senator Marco Rubio has also plummeted. You can listen to WCHL's full interview with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling on our website, chapelboro.com. And speaking of politics, the North Carolina legislature is back in town and ready to work for the year following a two-week break. The House and Senate plan to reconvene the General Assembly session at midday today. Little debate was expected today and the first day, but lawmakers are expected to file an early flurry of bills. Two chambers elected Republican favorites Speaker Tim Moore and Senate Leader Phil Berger to their leadership post on January 14th, and then they went home. Today also will feature a march to the legislative building and demonstration by ministers and other activists led by the state NAACP opposed to Republican policies. The Conservative North Carolina Values Coalition also plans a closed briefing near the State House for lawmakers to discuss religious freedom issues. WCHL News Time 7:20. Time for championship sports. Let's talk a little baseball this morning. After turning down an offer to play for the defending world champions, senior starting pitcher Benton Moss is back in Chapel Hill for a final run at college baseball glory. Our countdown to first pitch preview continues with an inside look at UNC baseball's most fascinating player. It really is an interesting story with this guy. WCHL's Avery Trendle reports.
Selected in the 15th round by the San Francisco Giants during last June's MLB draft, you can't blame senior Benton Moss for feeling a little slighted. The Tar Heel right-hander, also a Moorhead scholar, says that his academics scared teams away from choosing him earlier.
Very weird emotions, honestly, because I was hoping to go in the top 10. Yeah, I got a little discounted just because of the academic side, and you know, they knew I had interest in school. And, you know, it's kind of a weird situation.
Seeking degrees in both business and economics, Benton says his main concentration in school is on finance. If the big leagues don't work out for him, it won't be a problem because he has all the tools necessary to channel his inner Warren Buffett.
Probably long-term, would like to be an investor. I'd like to buy and help run and you know, mentor and coach younger companies. I really like venture capital. I'm really interested in that. I also like private equity.
Moss lived the dream for a bit when he spent time doing an internship with the New York Yankees, his favorite team. While there, he found that one thing he shares in common with the Yanks is that they each set the bar extremely high for themselves.
I actually did an internship with the Yankees. The Yankees were my favorite team. But I just respected, like, the culture that they had. It was very, like, you know, they ran a tight ship and, like, expected only the best, you know, highest level of excellence possible.
Benton also got to meet with Yankee legend Mariano Rivera, saying he's always been inspired by the former closer's legendary calm demeanor on the mound.
Just was always very impressed with Mo Rivera. I mean, I got to meet him, and just quiet, calm, cool, collected. And obviously, he didn't start out that way. When he was young, he was hot. He was a hot end. He learned how to control that, you know, and obviously had a huge career. I've always respected him.
Just when you thought it wasn't possible for this man to have any more talents, it turns out that in his downtime, Moss is also a highly skilled musician.
I played the piano for like 12, 13 years, taught myself to play the acoustic guitar. My aunt gave me a couple lessons because she's very good at it. And so I just began singing, like started to sing a little bit and sounded okay.
The season is now just under 3 weeks away. And after a recent team scrimmage, Benton says he believes that the team has made serious improvements from last year, making the Heels a force to be reckoned with in the ACC.
What I think you're going to see is that when we take these two teams that we have today and put together our top lineup, we've got a pretty stubborn lineup.
Avery Trendle, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Really is going to be an exciting Carolina baseball season, and of course you'll hear a lot of the Tar Heel games right here on WCHL. Mike Fox and the Carolina baseball team, a perennial contender to get to the College World Series. A couple of former University of North Carolina athletes suing the school and the NCAA say the goal is to ensure athletes get a quality education. Football player Devin Ramsey and women's basketball player Rashonda McCants both posted those sentiments on Tuesday on Twitter. Ramsey says the academic fraud scandal in Chapel Hill is, quoting here, a national problem, and athletes must, again, quoting, receive legitimate classes worthy of their university, particularly with so few becoming professional athletes. Rashonda McCants, meanwhile, says she did all that was asked of her on and off the court and loves her school. But she says the University of North Carolina and the NCAA, quoting, failed to keep their promise to me and other college athletes, unquote. Last week's lawsuit seeks class action status, citing fraud at UNC and elsewhere. It accuses the NCAA of not doing enough to promote academic integrity in college sports. It's 7:24. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Smith Center is starting to sound like its old self. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Ever since Florida State's Sam Cassell called the Carolina home fans a cheese and wine crowd, the Smith Center lost its allure as one of the best home courts in college basketball. Students will move behind the home basket and all kinds of crowd interactive measures have been added. but Tar Heel fans still react to their team's play rather than spurring it on from the get-go. The atmosphere against Florida State and Syracuse was much better, beginning with the video clip of the late Stuart Scott, through the electric voice of PA announcer Tony Gillum, through the roars of surprise for Nate Britt's career game and long bombing. But despite improved graphics, the I'm a Tar Heel and This is Carolina Basketball videos, which really enhance the experience, here are a few things the Dean Dome still needs to do. The electronic ribbon boards around most of the upper deck fascia show everything from player pictures and names to comparative stats to flickety animation and sponsor logos galore. But the clock and scoreboard are misplaced on each end. That forces fans sitting between the baskets to have to swivel their heads to see the score and time left. The old-fashioned scoreboards in the four corners gave everyone in the arena a better vantage point. UNC at least ought to add one more score and time panel to the midcourt fascia behind the scorer's table. It cannot be done on both sides since the ribbon stops where the camera platforms are on the other side. Maybe adding a smaller LED scoring and time panel on the TV table would help fans who sit behind the benches. The scoreboards tell us how many team fouls and remaining timeouts there are, but the individual fouls are kept on two of the four large corner screens that show who was in the game for both teams and how many points, rebounds, and fouls each player has. The background graphics on those screens make the information hard to read. If you have to turn away from the action to see how each player is doing, the information should be clear as a bell at first glance, like black type on a white screen. No fancy graphics needed there, just the facts, ma'am. Make those changes so the fans can easily keep their eyes on the action for most of the game, and the crowd will be even more engaged. The Smith Center is getting better, but it still has a ways to go to regain its full potential. This is our chance, group. See ya.
WCHL Championship Sports brought to you this morning by Franklin Street Realty.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, while you've been out helping people make life-changing decisions, I've been thinking about how people find a house or an agent.
Sammy Martin, all business all the time. You know, I've been thinking about it too. People used to look at the newspaper and pick up their rotary phone, but no more, right? Billboards seem to be making a comeback.
No, they're not. People go to real estate websites. They register and read what some formula says a home is worth. Then the unsolicited calls and emails start. These sites do the best they can, but our business is about a lot more than numbers. We know the market. They use algorithms.
If an agent wants to be considered an expert in the local market by any of these sites, all they need is a credit card. Every single agent at Franklin Street Realty has lived and worked in Chapel Hill for at least 20 years. That's what expertise is about.
Use the internet for what it's worth, preferably our site, but then call someone who can help you make sense of it all.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Why pay for dental benefits if you're not going to use them? It's time to schedule now to get your maximum benefits met by year's end. The Kennedy Dental Group is one of the few practices in Chapel Hill that files all claims from their office at 1721 East Franklin Street. Consistently rated among the best practices in the Triangle, the Kennedy Dental Group continues to be on the cutting edge of family dentistry while emphasizing the utmost in customer care. Call for an appointment at 919-967-9291 or go to kennedydentalgroup.com.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the basketball court, teamwork is what you need to take on any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. And as always, thanks for your business and continuing to make Fitch Lumber and Hardware a family tradition.
728 WCHL, here we are, almost the end of January, believe it or not, and we all, almost all of us anyway, make New Year's resolutions, and already, I don't know about you, but I've not done too well on mine. It is now time to register for your chance to be part of our fifth annual Healthiest You Challenge. WCHL and ChapelBrew.com, along with UNC Healthcare and UNC Wellness Centers, will help another 64 challenges on a journey to an active and healthy lifestyle. You can now visit ChapelBrew.com/ healthiestyou to submit your registration. If you want to get involved in this year, do it right now. We'll randomly select 64 challengers who will each get a free six-week-long club membership at UNC Wellness Centers, along with group coaching, access to health education programs, and more, and you make a whole lot of friends. At the end of the challenge, the winners will get a one-year membership to UNC Wellness Centers. Thanks to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers, Chapel Hill Gymnastics, Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, Durham Orange County Medical Society, Jersey Mike's, North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants, and the UPS stores of Chapel Hill. Enter online at chapelbrew.com to join in this year's Healthiest You Challenge.
Don't miss the WCHL weekend shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Explore new culinary insights from a local to global level with hosts Liz Cooper and Jay White on Side Dish, sponsored by Southern Season. Or take a deeper look into issues in the world of sports with Sports Focus, hosted by Charlie Tuggle of the UNC School of Journalism. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, the news talk and Tar Heels station.
Your Chapel Hill Cumber weather brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. It is 27 degrees right now. Cold this morning. Sunny skies today. High today about 45. Tonight we're looking at clear skies for the most part with the low in the middle 20s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and the high tomorrow in the upper 40s. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes Fortune rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. Time is ticking down. The life of a Japanese journalist held by ISIS is in danger. Kenji Goto's mother pleaded for his life today in Tokyo. Correspondent Holly Williams is in Erbil, Iraq.
We calculated the deadline set by ISIS for killing Kenji Goto, a Japanese journalist captured late last year, is 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, at the very last minute, Jordan's government has agreed to release a jailed female terrorist as demanded by ISIS, but only in return for one of its own citizens.
And that would be a 26-year-old Jordanian pilot whose F-16 fighter jet was shot down over Syria last month. But, says Holly Williams,
ISIS has never offered to free the pilot, only to spare his life for now.
As part of the proposal, Sajida al-Rashawi would be turned over to ISIS. She was sentenced to death in Jordan after taking part in a 2005 attack on hotels. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning, it's 7:32, 27 degrees in Chapel Hill, 26 this morning in Carborough. A little bit on the nippy side out there, but no precipitation in our forecast for today. Lots of sunshine, high 45. Yesterday was a sunny day in the Triangle in a lot of different ways. Google made a big announcement, and a lot of folks were excited about that. They would be bringing their ultra-fast Google Fiber Internet service to our area. That's the gist of the announcement. A press conference was held in Raleigh, where Google Fiber's Director of Business Operations, Michael Slinger, made the much-anticipated news official.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Before I get started, I'd like to recognize the people on stage with me, without whom none of us would be here. Thank you, Governor Pat McCrory, Mayor Lydia Lavelle of Carborough, Mayor Pro Tem Jack Smith of Cary, Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt of Chapel Hill, woo! Mayor Bill Bell of Durham, Mayor Ronnie Williams of Garner, Mayor Mark Solman of Morrisville, and Mayor Nancy McFarland of Raleigh. I'd also like to recognize other elected officials serving communities I just mentioned. The mayors and Google have invited all of you here to share some great news. We are bringing Google Fiber to the Triangle.
Well, that was the big announcement. And, of course, Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt of Chapel Hill was very instrumental in making this happen back in the day. And also Mayor Mark Chilton at the time in Carborough was excited about that. And A lot of folks are excited about Google Fiber. You can hear the interview with Mayor Mark Kleinsmith. He talked with WCHL's Aaron Keck yesterday. You can get that on our website at chapelboro.com. And also hear more comments on our website from Michael Slinger. But it's big news, certainly, and will make a big difference to our communities here in the Triangle. And certainly it gives us a leg up on a lot of other communities all over the country. Big story. We'll continue to follow it. The North Carolina legislature is back in town, ready to work for the year following a two-week break. The House and Senate plan to reconvene the General Assembly session at midday today. A little debate was expected for the first day today, but lawmakers are expected to file an early flurry of bills. Two chambers elected Republican-favored Speaker Tim Moore and Senate Leader Phil Berger to their leadership post back on January 14th, and then they went home. Well, now they're back, at least in the middle of the day today. Today also features a march to the legislative building and demonstration by ministers and other activists led by the state NAACP opposed to Republican policies at the General Assembly. The Conservative North Carolina Values Coalition also plans a closed briefing near the State House for lawmakers to discuss religious freedom issues. Two state lawmakers from Orange County spoke with WCHL recently about what to expect from this upcoming session of the General Assembly, which resumes today. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
In the big picture, we're going to see more of the same. We know that there's not going to be a significant change in the direction of the legislature because there wasn't a significant change in the makeup of the legislature.
That's Representative Greg Meyer, a Democrat from District 50. Meyer said that with veteran leadership and established priorities, the Senate has the upper hand right now.
The beginning of the legislative session is going to be all about revenues. Everybody is talking about things that they want to spend money on, but after last year's budget closed out, we knew pretty quickly that we'd be in a hole coming into this year's budget.
And it's a whopping amount.
We're already $200 million in the hole, and the question will be, do we have to figure out a way to close that, or are we going to continue to reduce tax burdens? Certainly the stated goal of the Senate has been to eliminate the personal income tax. And there's not really a clear plan on how to make up for that revenue to be able to spend on things like teacher pay raises.
Meyer said he spent a lot of time between sessions building relationships with Republican colleagues in search of positive bipartisan education policies. He said he's interested in revising the state's report card system for grading public schools.
I don't like that system the way it is because it's just going to come across as punitive to schools that have a lot of difficult kids.
Another Orange County Democrat, Representative Verla Insko of District 56, said she'll file a bill to expand Medicaid in the state when she returns to Raleigh on Wednesday.
I expected that they would pass it in 2015, and then I heard both Senator Berger and Speaker Moore say that they weren't going to expand it.
She added that, realistically, she doesn't expect the Republican leadership to move her Medicaid bill, but she said she has reason to feel optimistic that there's a real movement toward expansion. State legislators will have some company on Jones Street on Wednesday. North Carolina NAACP President Reverend William Barber has promised that protesters of the Forward Together movement will be there as well. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Attorney General Roy Cooper says he will keep speaking out against Republican policies during the new North Carolina legislative session. Cooper also told about 300 Democratic activists at a luncheon yesterday he would back efforts to raise teacher pay across the board and to expand Medicaid to hundreds of thousands of additional residents. Cooper's the highest profile elected Democrat in state politics, and he has hinted strongly for more than a year now that he will try and unseat GOP Governor Pat McCrory in 2016. Cooper said in an interview he's not quite ready to formally enter the 2016 race because people aren't ready yet for campaigning again. He said they got sick and tired of it last time, and he's not ready to crank all that up yet. Well, of course, our big story today, 100 times faster internet service on the way. That is the aim of Google Fiber, bringing ultra-fast internet to the Triangle. There's a lot of other exciting business news today at WCHL. A new economic impact study shows the planned Chatham Park development just on the Chapel Hill side of Pittsburgh, between Jordan Lake and Pittsburgh, would generate roughly $80 billion for Chatham County over the next four decades. And if you own a small business in Orange County, you may soon be able to apply for up to $10,000 to grow your business. So all the details and all those stories coming up at the top of the hour, our next newscast, and of course all our stories available on our website, chapelboro.com. Speaking of that, we're going to talk with Nikki Morse about that in just a moment, about what's happening at the website today. We also have Wiley Post with today's commentary on the way. That That is just a couple of minutes away on WCHL. There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Vitale from All About Insurance Nationwide in Chapel Hill. Thanks to more than 25,000 satisfied customers, we have built one of Nationwide's largest agencies. The most cost-effective way to cover all insurance needs is through one company and one agent. We are that agency. Call us today at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard and let one of our experienced agents give you a free consultation. We know all about insurance, so you don't have to.
Tar Heels, where will you live next year? Decide at the Daily Tar Heels Housing Fair on February 4th from 10 to 2 in the Great Hall of the Union. Enjoy free food and prizes and find your new home with friendly help from more than 40 housing choices. At 12 noon, we announce the lucky winners of a Coach Williams autographed basketball, a first campus lottery pick, and more prizes. So come on out to the DTH Housing Fair February 4th from 10 to 2. Find your place and show your Carolina.
Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. You can meet your friends for a delicious lunch or dinner of skillfully prepared contemporary American cuisine, browse the wine shop for an intriguing bottle to take home, or just relax at the beautiful candlelit bar with a spicy margarita or frosty craft beer. Glass Half Full, good food, fine wine, and lots of fun too. Visit us online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Good morning. It's 7:41, and we have 27 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little bit on the nippy side this morning.
I love Ron Stutz. Everybody knows that. Everybody.
Well, thank you so much. Nikki Morse is here. She has nothing to do with that. I'm positive.
Nothing.
What is happening today at chapelboro.com?
Quite a bit, actually. We've got, of course, Jeff Hamlin is talking all about Google Fiber coming to Chapel Hill and Carrboro. So if you missed anything, you want to get more insight on everything, just check out chapelboro.com.
I have an interview there with Mark Kleinsmith, with Aaron Keck, talking about it. I think he's probably as excited as anybody about this.
Yeah, I'm wondering how much faster it can actually get, because I can only click so fast.
Yeah.
My finger only, I don't know, maybe it's just me.
That's true.
Anyway, 30 years later, Ross in Friday's Footsteps by D.G. Martin, he talks about how maybe Tom Ross should consider a candidacy. Maybe he'd find some parallels in the experience of William Friday, who led the university through 1986.
Not a bad idea.
Hey, you never know.
President Ross.
Yeah, Friday considered a Senate campaign, so maybe he will.
Yeah.
All right, Arts Angle. Booyah! Art Chansky is talking about the current Tar Heels, despite their obvious foibles, have become a solid fan favorite for the first time since 2011 and 2012.
They are really looking good now, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And just FYI, today is the last day for voting for Chapelboro Shortlist Best Automotive Place, Autologic of Carrboro, Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care Center, F&F Automotive, Performance Auto Mall, Ron's Auto Service of Hillsboro, and Sturtevant's Tire Pros and Auto are your selections, so make sure you get your vote in before we announce the winner tomorrow. Also, a great photo gallery, the Bridal Showcase at Carolina Inn, which I should have taken in, but I didn't get a chance to. But check those pictures out.
A lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
There. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And Nikki will hang around for just a few minutes here and give you a look at morning traffic on WCHL. Just a few here. 7:43. It's 27 chilly degrees this morning.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wiley Post. It doesn't take long for the GOP's true intentions to come out. The message from legislators, we value the experience of our own employees, we just don't value your experience in our schools. Lawmakers removed the longevity bonus pay for veteran teachers and rolled it into their base salary, then unveiled a new pay scale that boosted the pay of new teachers to balance out the low pay raises for the long-term teachers. State legislative staffers kept their bonuses and received a raise of $1,000 plus 5 extra vacation days. They also raised the pay for new state troopers and kept the longevity pay that state employees still receive. We have seen this before. Scott Walker divided teachers against the firemen and policemen and won his recall. Who will be next against the law enforcement? Why are more charter schools being approved? Because the GOP has successfully turned the public against our teachers. Republicans have looked to teacher bonuses to pay the bills. GOP leaders have created subsidies for parents to send their children to private schools, eliminated tenure, and phasing out increases for teachers who pursue advanced degrees. To justify this, State Senate Majority Leader Harry Brown, Jacksonville Republican, said, "Those are tough to hire positions. The hours are as crazy as any hours I know because they're asked to work. Those are tough to hire positions. The hours are as crazy as any hours I know because they are asked to work holidays and up until midnight, and you've got everybody in the world trying to recruit them. So most of these positions turn over a lot. The last time I looked, teachers were working student work days to catch up and prepare their classes, staying up late to grade papers, or working late ticket sales at sporting events, or driving school buses, chaperoning student trips, and lately asking for money to cover class expenses or moving to Texas for a better pay. Now, you still want to tell me your staffers are overworked and underpaid?" Lawmakers spent $1.6 million on longevity pay for their own employees last year. The average longevity bonus pay was $7,000. So remember, if you are a city, county, or state employee, they value the experience of their own employees. They just don't value your experience in our schools. This is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that filing frequent claims on your homeowner's insurance can have severe consequences? Frequent claims could lead to increased premiums and cancellation of your homeowner's insurance. Your home is a long-term investment, so consider higher deductibles and paying for minor damages out of your own pocket. Protecting your home against catastrophic loss is essential and can lower your premiums for the life of your home ownership. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Don't miss the WCHL weekend shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Take a dive into the world of the arts with The Art Spot, hosted by the staff of the Arts Center. Discover new musicians, actors, painters, and more from around here and beyond. Or take a ride with John Stillman on Financial Safari to acquire new tips and tools to successfully navigate today's ever-changing financial jungle. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, the News, Talk, and Tario Station.
7:48 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers. And here's Nikki Morse.
Well, the temperatures are still below freezing, and are they?
28 degrees right
there
now.
There you go. The water on the roadway, any water on the roadway is bound to be frozen, so use a little extra caution. I know I slid on a couple of spots this morning on my way in.
Really?
Uh-huh. 54 eastbound starting to crowd in spots from Fordham Boulevard to 40, and 40 eastbound heavily traveled now. Expect some brake lights showing up into RTP between 751 and Highway 55. If you see anything while traveling, be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thanks so much. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace is the place to go to fuel up each morning with Cruiser's Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Turning now to your Chapel Hill Carborough forecast. Nikki was just talking about the temperatures. 28 degrees right now, 27 in Carborough. Sunny skies, high today in the middle 40s. Tonight clear and a little bit of cloudiness rolling in after midnight. Not much. Cold tonight with an overnight low about 25. Tomorrow we're looking at mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night partly cloudy, not as cool with a low in the middle 30s. And then on Friday, a sunny, breezy day. Some strong winds late in the day. Our high about 45 degrees. 749 WCHL. Hope you're off to a good start this morning. Kind of an exciting day. A lot of exciting news stories around here, particularly as they relate to business with the big Google Fiber announcement yesterday. A lot of folks are excited about that. And I know that a lot of folks are going to get excited about Wayne Pond, as always. Say the word. Especially Wayne. How are you this morning, Dr. Pond?
Well, Google to you too, Paul, buddy.
Thank you so much.
somebody told me, I don't know how far back, I can't remember, that the meaning of the word Google, is it an invented word, or is it a word that really came down to us through etymological trappings?
I do not know. I mean, I think
something about lots of zeros, something like that. Yeah. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I think it's the company that developed, you know, all this internet technology, I guess, came up with the name Google, and then it became a verb after that. When, you know, you search something, you Google it, you know. And, you know, I'm sure that the folks at Google love to hear that every time somebody says it, because it just becomes more and more part of our everyday language.
They probably have a royalty system set up, you know, or
I don't know,
a penny for every time somebody uses the word. All of which has nothing to do with the genuine, honest-to-God word of the day.
Okay.
Which turns out is lancinate. Lancinate. L-A-N-C-I-N-A-T-E. L-A-N-C-I-N-A-T-E. Hmm. Lancinate is a word that has an etymology, comes to English through Latin in the 17th century. Brand new to me. You got any idea what this means, Ron, Nikki?
Actually, I was going to say it's usually what happens after I cook dinner at home. Lance and I ate.
Well, I was going to say, I hope it doesn't have anything to do with Lance White.
I think we should just leave it at that and hang up the telephone.
Oh, boy.
Well, you're both absolutely wrong, but you're both on the right track at the same time. Lancinate is a transitive verb. It means to pierce or to tear. Comes, again, from a Latin root meaning to tear or to put a knife into something, I guess.
Isn't the same just to say to lance?
Say it again.
Isn't to lance, isn't that the same thing as lancinate?
It might be, but Ron, Lord forbid that I make that suggestion, because I don't see it here in front of me on the what I stole from the wordsmith. So, okay.
You know what? When I got my ears lancinated, I passed out.
Yeah, when I got my ears lancinated, I passinated.
This has become way too colorful for me, so I'm just going to let it go at that. All right, lancinate, there's your word of the day, L-A-N-C-I-N-A-T-E, a transitive verb, to pierce or to tear.
All right.
A little rough stuff this morning on the word of the day.
A little painful, yeah. Thank you for those cutting remarks.
All right, stay away from Google, no matter what anybody says.
I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to.
All right. Hey, talk to you in the morning. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Nikki, why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
I didn't think you would. Sometime next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. 753. Time now for the clean joke of the day. Once again, here is the inimitable Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. One day, the great philosopher Socrates came upon an acquaintance who ran up to him excitedly and said, "Socrates, do you know what I just heard about one of your students?" "Wait a minute," Socrates replied. "Before you tell me, I'd like you to pass a little test. It's called the test of three. Before you talk to me about my student, let's take a moment to test what you're going to say. The first test is truth. Have you made absolutely sure that what you're going to tell me is true?" "No," the man replied. "Actually, I just heard about it." "All right. So you don't really know if it's true or not. So let's test the second one, the test of goodness. Is what you are about to tell me about my student something good?" "No, on the contrary." "So you want to tell me something bad about him, even though you're not certain it's true?" The man shrugged, a little embarrassed. Socrates continued, "You may still pass, though, because there's a third test, the filter of usefulness. Is what you want to tell me about my student going to be useful to me?" "No, not really." "Well," concluded Socrates, "if what you want to tell me is neither true nor good nor even useful, then why tell me at all?" The man was defeated and ashamed and said no more. This is the reason Socrates was a great philosopher and held in such high esteem. It also explains why he never found out that Plato was having an affair with his wife.
Don't ever say this show is not educational.
I know.
Little philosophy for you this morning. My goodness. Thank you. 7:55. Good morning.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Anu Kumar is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. She's the Executive Vice President for Development, Communications, and Community Access at IPASS.
IPASS, which is based right here in Chapel Hill, is a global organization that works exclusively on promoting women's reproductive health and rights, especially the right to safe abortion care, reducing the number of women who are dying and suffering due to unsafe abortions.
Why is it so important for you to do this?
You know, it's fundamental for women's advancement and really the advancement of communities and nations that women are able to control their fertilities. By being able to control our reproductive destinies, women can determine their futures, our families, and really the health of a community and a nation. For me, it's absolutely critical that women have this ability to choose when, if, to have children or not, to really be able to make those choices and those decisions autonomously. So I actually see it as a fundamental building block to democracy, to development, and to a whole host of other bigger ideals.
Dr. Kumar is excited to go to work every day.
You know, IPASS is making a real difference in women's lives. I'm really proud to be associated with it. We've trained over 40,000 health workers around the world on safe abortion care. And in 1 year, more than 200,000 women have received safe services in IPASS-supported facilities. So for me, it's the ability to make a really tangible difference in women's lives.
IPASS started right here in Chapel Hill in 1973.
We have been steadfast and unwavering in our commitment to our mission.
Now, if someone wants to find out more about IPASS in general,
visit our website, IPASS.org. We have a wealth of information there available on a range of issues, and I hope people will take the time to see what's happening by this small but growing organization right here in our backyard.
Dr. Anu Kumar, working hard with IPASS in Chapel Hill. She's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you. Through an unmatched level of expertise and service, the Weaver Street Team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
This is Dr. Adam Goldstein with Your Health Radio and the University of North Carolina Department of Family Medicine. Do you need help to understand health insurance on the marketplace? Join us at a free event on Saturday, January 17th, 10 o'clock to 3 p.m. at the University of North Carolina Family Medicine Center, 590 Manning Drive in Chapel Hill, where you can discuss your questions with a counselor. Call 919-545-3440 for details. The number again is 919-545-3440.
It's almost time to register for your chance to be part of our 5th Annual Healthiest You Challenge. Join WCHL and Chapelboro along with UNC Healthcare and UNC Wellness Centers as we help another 64 challengers on their journey to an active and healthy lifestyle. Visit chapelboro.com/healthiestyou on January 28th to submit your registration. We'll randomly select 64 challengers who will each receive a free 6-week club membership at UNC Wellness Centers, along with group coaching, progress monitoring, access to health education programs, and more. At the end of the challenge, winners will get a 1-year membership to UNC Wellness Centers. So visit chapelboro.com for more details and to sign up on January 28th. Thanks to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers at Metamont and in Cary, Chapel Hill Gymnastics, Coleman Huntoon and Brum, Durham Orange County Medical Society, Jersey Mike's, North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants, and the UPS stores of Chapel Hill. Enter online at chapelboro.com on January 28th. Here's to the healthiest you in 2015.
You can go to chapelboro.com and get registered for that. A lot of people excited about that cranking up again. That's for sure. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. It's going to be actually a nice day. It's 27 degrees right now. High today about 45. Lots of sunshine. Tonight clear for the most part with a low of around 25. And then tomorrow mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s. Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. What a concept. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. It's 8 o'clock.
The flagship station for Carolina sports. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news.